Regarding what I mentioned from the Maaseh Hashem and the Alter Rebbe, where a greater redemption is the redemption that's done with the consent of Paroi, or a redemption that's done in spite of Paroi. So I was reminded of a story. There's a letter of the Friedrich Rebbe. Friedrich Rebbe visited France, maybe in the late 30s. And the Rebbe, his son-in-law, was in Paris at the time. So there's a letter, the father-in-law writes to the son-in-law, I stayed in this and this hotel, and the lamp by my bed broke while I was there. He doesn't describe the circumstances, what caused the lamp to break. But the Friedrich Rebbe felt responsible to reimburse for the breaking of the lamp. So he writes in the letter, please go to that hotel and ask them how much it costs and pay for it. And at the bottom of the letter, this is in my memory, the Friedrich Rebbe writes in Yiddish to his son-in-law, Esav and Dafman Gud Batzal. When it comes to Esav, you want to make sure you pay well, you pay the full value. The Avraham Avinu paid the full value for the Boaz Machpelah. He wanted Ephron to have nothing, no hold on him. He shouldn't be beholden to Ephron, right? He doesn't owe Ephron anything. And the Friedrich Rebbe says, Esav at Magud Batzal. In other words, if you want to do business with Esav, make sure that you pay him for whatever services he provided you with, pay the full value. So there's nothing left between you and him. Your relationship with Esav is strictly business, like Lavan said to Yaakov. The schoire, the pragmatia, for business, you can cross over that little mound of stone. But nothing else. That means business is strict business. I get something from you and I pay you back, I compensate. Then there's nothing left afterwards between us. You want to make sure that your relationship, your interaction with Esav is such that whatever interaction you have to have with him leaves no trace, no strings attached afterwards. So it's interesting that sometimes the Aveda V'Yid, as long as Esav is still who he is, Esav, and he hasn't been transformed, the Aveda V'Yid definitely should be to try to cut every possible connection that he had with Esav during the interaction and to go as far away from Esav, making sure that there's, you don't owe Esav anything, there's no relationship left, there's no strings attached. But the ultimate redemption is, that's what Alter Rebbe says in Tanya. Ultimate redemption is that you can transform Esav himself. And then it is not because of Paroi, it's not in spite of Paroi, but because of Paroi.